gosh, September, was it 2010? September 11th, 2001, I was in Detroit, Michigan, visiting my parents. And I normally lived in Washington, D.C., but I had just been home to help take care of some family members. My grandfather had been in the hospital. And what I remember is waking up that morning feeling incredibly sad for no conceivable reason. Nothing was wrong. There was no one in the house. No one that I knew of was sick or ailing, but I just felt really sad. And I got up and I went downstairs and my parents were at work. So I turned on the TV and on the news at that minute, like just the news was dominating the TV programs. There was there were reports of the first plane flying into one of the buildings in the World Trade Center. And so the news reporters were just casually talking about what it meant. And the image on the screen was, you know, just the building and the plane stuck in, and they kept reviewing this footage. And right before my very eyes, I saw the second plane hit the second tower. And the newscasters were like, oh my God, we know for sure right at this moment that this is an attack. This was deliberate. And minutes before, it had just been kind of this musing, like, oh, well, this person really, like, just misnavigated, you know, their plane. And then it became a whole different game. And I sat there and watched in horror, confusion, as the building then caught fire and toppled over. And my mother called me probably about 20 minutes into being sure that this was an attack and said, call your sister, call New York and see if you can get a hold of her. My sister lived in Manhattan at that time. And so I just remember crying, like dialing the number and getting this all circuits were busy signal, which is something I had never heard. But in this instance, there were so many people trying to get calls into and out of New York that the circuits were just jammed all across the board. And so I kept checking in with my mother and, you know, she stayed at work, but everybody was watching the news. And finally, my sister got a message out. I think it might have been a text, but it was probably, I think the planes hit at 9, and so it might have been probably 11 o'clock or noon before we knew that she was all right. And the mood in the city of Detroit was just really, really somber after that. And the days following, there was even more confusion because Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan in particular, hosts one of the largest Arab populations outside of the Middle East. And so there were lots of people who were very fearful of their neighbors. The police were sending out blanket letters to men in the Arab community, asking them to come in for voluntary questioning, you know, just, you know, a lot of distrust, a lot of just negative feelings and confusion during that time.